Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk about Midwestern State women's basketball with head coach Bernita Jackson. I'm Pete Stein. Glad you're with us for the podcast. Be sure to tell your friends about the podcast and be making your plans to come watch Midwestern State women's basketball. They're going to be on the road this week at Central Oklahoma. If you can make the trip, that's a pretty easy trip to make to Edmond. And then the women will be back at D.L. Ligon Coliseum on Tuesday, November 25th to take on Southeastern Oklahoma State. Got the season underway on Sunday against North Texas Dallas. And I thought about you in that first quarter when you took a big lead and you said, I don't want any quarters where we're scoring 8 or 10 points. I think you had well over 20 in the first quarter of that game. So I'm guessing that, you're pleased with the start to the season.
Definitely pleased with the start. It's something that we've been talking about, and really happy to see our girls executing at a high level on both ends, defensively and offensively. Still some things to clean up. It's game one, but definitely pleased with our, you know, just focus with the details and the style that we want to play. So definitely pleased.
Was there anything about that game that you were not pleased with that you feel like, hey, we still got to do some work here?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that besides the score that I'm watching us not effectively execute some of our assignments defensively, which put them on the free throw line. And then some of our reads offensively in transition need to improve. And we've got to bring down the turnover numbers. Some of the turnovers were just unforced errors. And I told them I can handle turnovers because we're playing hard and we're being aggressive and they make a play on us. I can handle those. But the ones where we're just, you know, mentally not locked in and maybe trying to do too much, I'm 1-on-4, you know, that's probably not the turnover we need. And so kind of being choosy about when to be aggressive and when to pull out and execute. And so with it being the first game, that's some of what you're going to get. You're going to get players that, you know, they're doing one thing in practice and then they get in the games and they're starting to see, okay, this doesn't necessarily work on, you know, other people outside of practice. So just growing from those opportunities, it's always nice to learn, you know, from a win. But also too, sometimes winning can cause players to think, you know, I got it all figured out. I don't need to pay attention. And I'm trying to get them to still be coachable and still learn as we go through. But yeah, that's something that I want to see us make better decisions, especially in transition.
Had a little bit of a brouhaha in the third quarter of that game. What's the fallout from that?
There were some pushing. There was a F2 assessed on both ends. And so, you know, got to shoot some free throws, and then we'll have to just suffer the consequences of a suspension for that. But we'll learn and grow from it and learn better self-control, because we told them if this was the game before the conference tournament and then we got people out for something that we've worked very hard to earn, that would be unfortunate. So we're going to learn from this. We're going to grow from it. We're going to take our punishment, and we're going to just keep getting better.
And that's Kirby Cash that you won't have available for this game Thursday. Is that correct?
Yeah, she won't travel with us. We'll get to see, you know, really how good our transfers are if we can sustain and win on the road without her. I think that, you know, she didn't necessarily have a breakout game and we still won convincingly, which is great. At the same time, we want her, right? Like,
yeah,
we want
right.
her with us, and she's just a dynamic player. And so she was really disappointed, and as we were too, and we'll just keep learning and growing from it.
What can you tell me about Central Oklahoma? What challenges will they present for Midwestern State?
You know, they're a really tough team. They've got a new coach. She's a fiery coach. She understands, you know, how to win, and, you know, she's going to go there and do some great things. Although they haven't won their first two games, they're right there neck and neck in both of them. One of them against a team that's receiving votes nationally, St. Cloud. They lost only 2 points to them, and then they also lost to Southwest Minnesota State. And so this is going to be a team that's hungry, that's scratching for a win. And so we got to understand we're going to get a whole completely different fight than what we saw this past week. So much more fundamentally sound team. They're going to shoot the three ball really well. They've got good balance from their starters to their bench players. Their two best leading scorers come off of the bench. So that's the other thing that's going to be unique about them is, you know, you can't be like, all right, they're subbing, so now I can relax. But you better not ever say that. But, you know, some people do. But I think that that's going to be unique about them. They've got players that could take you off the bounce, that they'll get downhill and drive and then kick back out for threes. So we got to be able to guard away from the ball really well and guard the three-point line.
You feel like that's a strength for your team?
Defense or?
Guarding away from the ball.
Well, I think in times, I mean, I don't have enough of a sample size to assess how much of a strength, but I think at times we look good away from the ball, and then I do think at times we lose our assignments and we got to improve and get better. So this will be a great test for us of all the reps that we've been doing and the film sessions that we've been drawing close attention to it. Is it settling in? Are you adjusting? Are you getting better? And I think we are good defensively, but Thursday will be a good road test for us.
I want to ask you about some of the individual performances that we saw on Sunday, mm-hmm. and especially with some of the players that maybe Midwestern fans are not as familiar with. They're new to the program. Talia Glenn ended up as your leading scorer with 18 points. Were you surprised that she led the team in scoring?
No, because she does it every day in practice. You know, so we knew with her coming in, she was a dynamic point guard that we hadn't had here yet that could both defend and score. And she does such a great job of balancing, facilitating with looking to score. And she draws fouls. So in our scrimmage that we had early on and even last night, she does a great job of drawing fouls, which putting foul pressure on the other team's defense and on their guards is a great gift to open up passing lanes, right? So no, we weren't surprised by it. She came into us from Clarendon averaging 14 points a game at Clarendon. And so we watched her do it there. And so, no, it wasn't a surprise when she did it here, and the difference between her and the starting point guard Carissa, the only difference to me is Carissa has played in our system. She's played in the Lone Star. She's a one-man press handler by herself, whereas some of the other point guards, I've got to run a bunch of stuff and I've got to do a lot of teaching. Risk can just break the press by herself. And so anytime somebody is pressing us, you feel safe leaving Risk with the basketball, with your baby, with whatever else you value. She's going to take care of it. And so it's just a little bit different dynamic between the two of them. But Talia could easily start for us. She's good all by herself. She's good with players around her. It doesn't matter if I put her on the court with four freshmen or if she's got, you know, good players with her. She finds a way, and that's one of the things that we loved about her during the recruiting process. She's just tough as nails. She gets after you defensively, and then she's a load offensively. So I think we just saw a small piece of what she's capable of. She comes from winning, and so she gets it.
That's exciting. I know a player we talked about quite a bit in the lead-up to the opener was Viance Powell, and she had 10 points and 5 assists for you, and I know she caught the eye of a lot of fans.
She did. She contributed to 20 points with those 5 assists and could have had more, but Viance is just – I mean, she's such a star. Same thing with her. I've known Viance since way back when she was at Tyler Junior College, and I watched her play, and I remember thinking – I don't have a chance to get her, but she can hoop. And strangely enough, I ended up recruiting one of her roommates at the time when we were at Texas Wesleyan the year we won the championship. And so that tie kind of helped start the conversation when she was in the portal to get her here. But she can play. We've only seen a small portion of what she can do, her being able to score at all three levels and facilitate and find the open person. And so I think she's still – her and Talia both, as good as they were in game one, I still think they have such a high ceiling and that we're going to see even more out of them as the season comes.
Talking about some of the other newcomers, we saw the Upshaws. Both of them got significant playing time.
Yes, they did. Both of them, they're cousins, and so both of them have experience playing together previously. Macy is just a defensive stopper. She's the freshman. She's a defensive stopper. She blocks shots. She affects shots around the rim, and then she'll go get rebounds. I thought she had a few more blocks than what the stats said, but nevertheless, she's at least affecting shots
right
around the rim, which is the nice thing. And so And then Saylor, same thing. She went and got a few rebounds. The big thing for both of them is that they are more confident defensively. And so they'll grow in their offensive abilities and just confidence as I keep spending more time with them. But as long as they can stabilize us defensively, I told them, you're going to play. If you go get some rebounds and you guard, you're going to play. And they've bought into that. So really happy to see them first game out, you know, kind of get their feet wet, get that experience, and they'll keep getting better.
Were you pleased with the rebounding in general?
I thought it was pretty good. It was like a collective effort. It wasn't like everything relied on one person to go and get the rebound. I thought everybody paid attention to rebounds. Our top rebounder was a freshman, Caitlin Williams, and she's from Broadus High School. She just won a state championship there. And so she understands that rebounding is a big part of what we do. And she was just running and going and getting them. So for you to have, you know, a leading rebounder be a freshman and off of your bench, that's exciting for me as a coach.
And we were all excited to see Anaya Williams come back after
yes.
a year.
Yes.
And she played, I think, 15 minutes for you. Mm-hmm. How did you assess her play?
She did pretty good. She was, you know, in passing lanes defensively. I think she finished with like 4 steals and 6 rebounds, 6 points. I pulled her out because she got a cramp in that third quarter and didn't put her back in. But she could have played more and would have had a double-double if I would have played her more. But it just wasn't necessary. I think health is more important this time of year than anything. But she definitely showed us what she's capable of. And for me as a coach, seeing her play with that confidence and not, you know, playing passive, if that makes sense. When you come back from an injury, some players overthink it. Both things, I thought, on offense and defense, she was just playing like her old self again. So I was happy to see that.
I mean, right out of the chute, she's crashing the boards and falls to the floor
yeah.
in the opening seconds of that
yes.
game. I'm like, oh, but she popped right back up. She was fine.
She's going to exhaust herself, and she's done the work in the weight room, so I think she'll be good.
Do you make any changes going into this Central Oklahoma game, or your approach?
Well, we have to because Kirby won't
well,
be with
true.
Us. But, yeah, definitely. I mean, we'll continue to guard hard. Our big goal is, you know, hold them under 15 points a quarter, and then we need to be scoring 20-plus a quarter. And so that's our goal. We got to see if our defense will travel with us and give us an opportunity to really shut them down defensively. They've only averaged, what, about 55, 56 points a game. And so we need to hold them right around that. Doesn't need to be anything bigger than that on us. So biggest adjustment will be how well do we play without Kirby. And we'll see how much depth we have and how much, you know, the rest of them can play and hopefully represent MSU in a great way when we go to Edmond, Oklahoma.
I just did some quick math. If you get 20 points a quarter and they get 15 a quarter, mm-hmm. you win by 20.
Mm-hmm. That's our goal every game. Yeah.
That'll work out pretty good. Bernita, thank you very much for doing the podcast, and congratulations on a 1-0 start. I know when I talked to Kevin before the game, he really wanted to be 1-0 because
yes.
you started out 0-1 the first couple of seasons here. He wanted to get that first win.
Yes, absolutely.
Bernita Jackson, the women's head basketball coach here at Midwestern State University. She'll be with us throughout the season for the Stang Gang podcast. Tell your friends about the podcast. And, again, make your plans to be out at D.L. Ligon Coliseum to see an exciting women's basketball team. Midwestern State is back home Tuesday, November 25th, to take on Southeastern Oklahoma State. Thursday night, we'll have a broadcast for you on MSUMustangs.com, an audio-only broadcast, and that'll get underway at 5:30 in Edmond as Midwestern State takes on Central Oklahoma. I'm Pete Stein. So long.